sounds of coughing and sneezing around there?
Well, I not too sure, just walked in. Okay, Sue, there was something that someone sent. It says that any person who publishes any statement through any medium, including social media, with the intention to deceive any other person about COVID-19 or COVID-19 infection status of any person or any measures taken by the government to address COVID-19 commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not extending 6 months. Okay, now our intention is to tell the truth based on well-researched references and not to deceive anybody. We are going to be sharing information and take no responsibility for what the listeners do with it. At all time, it is important to first consult your practitioner about any measures you may take against the coronavirus, apart from wearing masks, washing hands, and isolating oneself. Now, we also know that Sue, hunger and malnutrition claim the lives of about 3.1 million children every year, and 3,000 children die daily from malaria. So if we keep things in perspective, every second a person on this planet dies from hunger, and every 3 seconds a child dies from malaria. And of course, with the statistics of COVID-19 so far, 170,000 people across the globe have been infected with the coronavirus, and over 6,500 have died. And at the moment, China has managed to control its sudden outbreak. Other countries have been affected by a huge coronavirus, like Italy, Iran, Spain, Germany. Now, what I want to know from you, Sue, is have they found a cure for COVID? Is it
well, the answer to that is the cure has been there all along.
Yes.
Now, I'm not trying to deceive anybody, and we're not quite sure why we received that message about we'd be put in jail if we tried to deceive people. But I think the whole planet has been deceived about this COVID virus and the coronavirus, because the death rate daily isn't even nearly close to what it is for children who die from malaria.
Yes.
And that disease has been ongoing, and now that the disease has become drug resistant. Mm-hmm. But I can say to you that because there is a cure for malaria, and there has been a cure for malaria, I know that there is a cure for the Corona-19 virus. Whatever type of COVID or overt or deception type of virus you've got, viruses all have one thing in common. So I'm not going to deceive you and say the COVID-19 virus is any different from any other virus, because it's got the same basic characteristics and then there's a slight variation. Now, I say there's a cure for viruses, and there always has been, because they've all got something in common. And it doesn't matter what their name is, and this is the absolute truth. You can kill a virus yourself. You're killing them all the time with a healthy, strong immune system. Your body has been designed proteolytic enzymes. Now that's a long, long word for it's part of a digestive system that the liver and the pancreas produce enzymes. And we've spoken about trypsin in the past, and we've spoken about protease. It helps you to break down protein. And as I said, there's a strong connection between protein that your digestive system attacks and the wall of a virus, which is equally well attacked by a proteolytic enzyme. The other ones from plant bases which help are also very strong anti-inflammatory drugs. And our favorite one, especially you people down there in that part of the world where you've got lots of pineapples,
yes,
bromelain.
Yes.
Now, bromelain is a proteolytic enzyme that comes from pineapples. Pineapples are full of it. So when you eat your pineapples, just think of the goodness you're doing to yourself. And I love telling you the story about fibrin. A friend of mine used to look at her blood under a microscope. She was a therapist. And she used to see the fibrin strains. Now, those are things that interfere with the whole body's blood coagulation problem. They're designed to clot your blood. They make films in your body that viruses and things hide behind. We've called them biofilms. It makes your mucus thick and stringy so you can hardly cough up, and you have a what you call a tenacious, mucousy cough, you know those, you can't really take take every cough to your doctor. Well, you can take pineapple. And she used to eat pineapple and look at her blood again under the microscope. And the fibrin strands had vanished. Okay. And this was 20 years ago, and I can still remember doing that and thinking, well, if we all took our pineapple every day, our blood wouldn't clot. And we wouldn't have a shortage of proteolytic enzymes, and we wouldn't have so much inflammation in our body. But you can get the extracted enzyme called bromelain as a supplement. You can search for it. You can buy it as a supplement. It cuts down on inflammation. Now, the big thing people are worried about with this breeding crisis and when you've got a virus in your body is inflammation. So do something to cut down on that inflammation. Take supplements that destroy, A, the virus, and B, they destroy the fibrin where these viruses hide. And a safety measure for everybody is also to take a good multivitamin. I'm not going to mention brands, but you can have a slow-release multivitamin, which means it's going to be active throughout the day. So you get an enteric-coated one. Take it in the morning, and it's still active in the evening. If you're taking a multivitamin and your urine goes bright yellow, that's the vitamin B6 that's doing that. And it's all washing out after half an hour. With a good multivitamin, your urine shouldn't change color. It should just have a slight yellow tinge, and it should still be there at 5 o'clock in the evening. So find one of those vitamin supplements. They've got special ones for men and for women and for old people like Zuleika and Sue. Just find which one suits you. And again, vitamin D plays a large role in protecting us from infections and for strengthening the immune system. And that one we get for free, don't we?
Yes.
Especially now all of you guys aren't at school, you can spend more time in the sunshine and soak up your vitamin D for free. That's a most important one. And vitamin C, of course, kills the mold, which we're going to talk about. It's a very gory story about the mold. And when you get a cold, you're generally reacting to molds because the mold comes in and destroys your immune system. Footstoots, it destroys your immune system. But the thing that destroys mold is vitamin C in your body. So your supplements are important, and they're also important to boost your levels of what we call glutathione. We've spoken about this word. It sounds like a super new petrol that you put in your car. Glutathione, you know? But it is the key to keeping your immune system well-conditioned and active and able to resist infections. It's also something that is very good for the health of the heart, and it is your major detoxification mechanism in the body. It seeks out all the particles of heavy metal and the bacteria and all the unwanted debris in your body, and it takes it out. It's like a whole team of housewives coming through and cleaning your house. So glutathione is something we tend to not produce enough of. Again, too much sugar and not enough of those good nutrients to keep it in tip-top shape. So to strengthen your immune system, just by listening to the ST of stupid, you've already found that you've got to take more iodine, you've got to take proteolytic enzymes, and you've got to take all your vitamins. We'll keep on with this, won't we?
Yes. Sue, then we talk about the U in stupid. If you look at it, says you say use nose and mouth sprays.
Yes, I didn't say wear a mask, did I?
No.
Now, why didn't I say wear a mask? We're all told to wear masks. Why do people wear masks? To look funny.
They're probably using the mask to apparently to, if they have an infection, not to spread it.
Yes, that is the general idea. Now, a virus is about 1,000 times smaller than the weave of any paper mask or fabric mask. It goes straight through. You know, it's like a rugby ball in the hands of the defense team and they score a goal. It went straight through, my bro. It's not doing anything about the virus. It looks fancy. It looks important. It looks serious. But none of the masks statistically prove that they can stop the virus. And I'm not saying this to be deceitful to you. I'm saying it to be honest with you because one of my neighbors works for the military and she's a nurse and she screens patients and she has to wear a mask. Why does she come home sniveling after a day's work? Why? She's wearing a mask. So what I'm telling you to do is to make that mask more effective. Let's do something clever. And let's put some sort of medication on a tissue, fold it up and pin it inside the mask. Now, if you've got a chest congestion. What was the favorite treatment that Granny gave you?
Oh, the Vicks.
Vicks vapor rub. Yeah. To open up the airways, to help you breathe, to smell nice. Did you know that eucalyptus oil and menthol and pine oil kill viruses, kill germs, kill bacteria? They smell nice and they help to open the airways. So whether you are scared of spreading your germs to someone else or scared of catching them from somebody else, get a little can of Vicks. Cost you a few rand. Smear it on a tissue, fold it up, and put it inside the mask, and it'll smell gorgeous. You won't smell what other people smell like either. It'll protect you from all manner of evil. It's one of the things you can do. If you like your natural remedies, you can put a few dots of essential oil on there and smell that way. If you all tense and het up and terrified of coronavirus, put some lavender oil on. It can calm you down. The most effective ones against bacteria are oregano and thyme. Those are the very best ones for airway respiratory disorders. So there's your aromatherapy for free. Do it inside the mask. Be one up on the person next to you sitting with a mask. Treat yourself by medicating via what you're breathing in and out. So that's one of my suggestions. I think it's a very good, solid housewife's tip, you know. And we also spoke about the mouth and nose spray called Cold Guard. And if they can claim to reduce the viral load by 99% by just adding a proteolytic enzyme to put a glycerine and spraying it up your nose, then imagine what good we can do by using proteolytic enzymes even, like a bit of bromelain mixed with a bit of Vaseline and breathing that in all day. You see, so there's lots and lots we can do in terms of, if you're going to wear a mask, make it effective. Make it count. Make it important. And, you know, people will feel very appreciative if you're coughing and sneezing and stuttering all over them if you wear a mask. But you can hardly breathe in the mask, and like some people, they suffer from claustrophobia. It's not easy for them to wear a mask. And the other tip I can give you is if you've got small children, medicate the mask for them inside until they like the smell and they really enjoy breathing it in and out. They have some strawberry essence or whatever, but they wear the mask. But on the outside, get a cokie pen. And paint a little bunny's nose and a little mouth and little teeth and little whiskers. And every day you say, you don't say, would you like to wear a mask? You say, who do you want to be today? Do you want to be a bunny or a teddy or a crocodile or whatever? So give them that option. And if anybody is inclined to be taking in orders for making masks, make them fun. Give the children happy colors. Sew a little pocket inside the mask so that they can put the medicated pad in there every day. So that's what you do with you. So we're now from STU.
Yeah, so we're now on P.
Right. Now, P is my favorite word, and it's been used as such for over 20 years, is parasites. Parasites and pathogens. Remember, we've gone on and on, Zuleika, and by now everybody knows the herbs we use as a parasite remedy. There are plenty of other recipes on the internet for making parasite remedies, but our favorites, of course, are the artemisia, the olive, and the cloves, and the ivy, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So why am I saying parasites play an important part in hammering viruses? Is viruses hide inside parasites. You know, it's like the London bus, everybody jumps on. All you see is the London bus, and the immune system can do nothing with the London bus. Because it's full of passengers and the door's closed. But if the bus stops and the door's open and it can't go anymore, all the passengers come out. Then the immune system can attack them. So parasites contain the viruses, even things like a protozoa. And it also begins with P. Protozoa is the smaller, very tiny parasite that carries the malaria and the Zika virus and all sorts of other little viruses. So it's no coincidence that they have cured cases of the COVID-19 with a malaria medication called chloroquinone. No coincidence. There's a strong connection to that. That is why I also think there's a very strong connection to our full olive leaf remedies we have, or the ones we can make ourselves. The full component of the olive leaf still can destroy malaria. So there, by understanding that the use, the natural use of an olive leaf can cure malaria, every day we could save the lives of 3,000 children who are dying from malaria because they haven't got a drug that can cure the latest type of malaria. Honestly, these can. These cures have always been around, haven't they?
Yes.
So, when it comes to the proteolytic enzymes, you can buy them. You can buy them, look online, shop for the best types you can. Famous brands have got them. Most of them all have something like protease in them, or bromelain, papain, or trypsin. If you're a full-on vegan, you wouldn't go for anything other than the papain, which comes from a pawpaw, or the bromelain, which comes from the pineapple.
Pineapple.
So you can also use these things to, you know, the foods are good sources. So use them well, and that stands for you. Use things that fight the parasites. And P stands for pawpaw. So that's also easy to remember. So you have S-T-E-P.
Yes. Sue, hello. Are we still on? Hi, Sue. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're now going to be moving to the R in stupid, and that is iodine.
Iodine, yes. Well, I've been speaking ad infinitum about iodine, and telling you the truth is to quote Dr. Brownstein, who's got very highly acknowledged and well-researched information that it kills all bacteria, fungi, mold, mycotoxins, bacteria, and especially viruses. And Dr. Brownstein has been posting on his blog about the virus, and what he said was that the vaccine that they could make for something as specific as a COVID-19, in his experience, he's found that 95% of the time, these specific vaccines against specific strains and viruses don't work very well. And they confuse the immune system, and should you get a slightly different strain, then there's no hope for you at all. You're just going to fall. You'll be a sitting duck. Because a lot of the people who take vaccines say, I've got the vaccine, where, it cost me so much, and I'm okay. And they don't bother to fortify the immune system. And that's what makes him so angry. So he says, iodine has always been there. Use it. Use all the extra supplements and things to fortify that immune system and get it working. And I will add again with the iodine, that it kills a lot of microbes. And you're going to be asking me, what can we use to you know, clean our hands with and use as a sanitizer?
Yes.
You've got povidine iodine. And that is a common form of iodine. You can get it at any of your pharmacies, or what I call a straight elemental iodine. The research, again, on this, when they tested the hand sanitizers and the gargles and the mouthwashes against deadly things such as the MERS and the SARS viruses, was they found it reduced the viral load significantly. And this is what they use in all the hospitals and the ICU units, povidine iodine. So there it is. They didn't use alcohol. And I'm not happy with everybody splashing around with alcohol.
Yes.
You know, it leaves a very unsavory note, spreading all the alcohol around. We don't approve of alcohol.
Yes.
And even if people say, oh, but it's just a hand sanitizer, it's leaving a gap to abuse. So rather use iodine. And if you are using alcohol, make it taste awful. Put lavender oil in it, put chili powder in it, or whatever. I'm just joking. But don't just splash alcohol all over the place. I think it's ugly. So rather use iodine. And you've got to also, I stands for inflammation. And Zuleika has given you a lot of information on controlling inflammation, especially to do with food that doesn't suit you, with the abuse of sugar, not exercising enough, and all the common diseases that we've got, the common chronic diseases and syndrome X and insulin resistance and that, all of them are associated with background inflammation. So when your immune system shuts down and your first line of defense goes and the secondary reactions come up, one of them is inflammation. There's inflammation there already, it gets twice as bad. And heaven help you if you've got inflammation in your lungs. So you have to use your iodine. The other thing that you've got to watch out for is overdoing it with iodine. Some people are sensitive to it. But I have never ever found more than one person in 30 years who had a slight sensitivity to iodine. If you're scared, take the iodine, rub a little bit on your forearm, and you get a nice yellow mark. That yellow mark will absorb within an hour or two. Shows how desperately you need your iodine. Your iodine deficiency could go straight through the skin as well. So test. If somebody says, I'm not going near iodine, it's going to kill me, it's a condition known as iodophobia. And believe me, they say that most doctors suffer from iodophobia. The fact that you're getting an infection in your body is the first symptom that you're deficient in iodine. Right, it's not just the thyroid. It's not just breast cancer. It's not the fact that you need a deodorant. Bacteria from under your arms is a whole special storage reserve of iodine under your armpits, so that when you perspire and any bacteria comes off and causes an odor, iodine kills it. So where's that iodine? It's not there. It's not in your body. So go get some more of it. It's useful, it's cheap, it works. And the most important thing is you're not getting any of this information from the World Health Organization, are you?
Tell me, Sue, you spoke about having a hand wash instead of alcohol when you use iodine. Is there any specific amount of iodine should one use to water?
I'd say a 1% or a 2%, so like a teaspoon in a 250ml bottle would do.
Mm-hmm. And you just work your hands.
And shake it up well. We've also found it's lovely to add that same iodine into a regular mouthwash. You know, it has to be a fluoride-free. And I'm not just being anti-anti, because fluoride and iodine are halogens, and the one will displace the other.
Yeah.
So you just get a regular mouthwash, or you can get water and put some peppermint oil in it, a bit of glycerine, and a little bit of iodine. And that, put it into a spray. You can spray it down your throat. You can spray it on your hands, rub them together, and then just rinse them off with water.
Yeah.
That is adequate. Okay. I don't believe that Dove and Lux soap are the frontline killers of any virus or bacteria. I don't know where they come from with that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come from any of my proper scientific research. What comes from there is alcohol and iodine, and I would prefer iodine.
Okay, so the last one is D, and we're running short of time, so we'll have to just go through D. Do away with mold in your environment, and of course...
Yeah. Now, the most important reason why you would want to do away with mold in your environment is it is the number one sabotager of the immune system. It completely stymies the immune system. And mold is in your body if you've got, as I said, the candidiasis infection, but it's also in your house and your home. You know, there's black stripes between the tiles. If you stick your head under the kitchen cupboard, corners of the ceiling, if there's leakage from taps going down the back of the wall and you see that little... those black dots of fungus, that is mold. And mold is like a mushroom. It travels in spores, tiny, tiny, tiny little particles of it are airborne, and you're breathing it in. You're breathing in that mold all the time. Now, the symptoms are very interesting. When you're exposed to mold and you're sensitive to it, you start sneezing, your eyes water, you cough, and you get a high temperature, and you are full of inflammation. Now, those are symptoms that they're picking up at the border. If you've been overseas, those are your symptoms. They don't know that you have just breathed in a whole lot of mold because you opened a rotten old mustard box and you looked at through an old book full of mold. Or you opened a bit of a dustbin or a door in the bathroom. They can't really distinguish, and the testing for the virus takes days. So they will isolate you. They'll make you wear masks. All you're doing is you're reacting to a mold. The best thing is to get rid of it as fast as you can. So I advise you to get some bleach, cheap old bleach, and scrub your house out. Get rid of all the mold. And your immune system will suddenly take off and get well again.
Okay, so this is the household bleach on your tiles, etc., where there is mold. Sue.
I think we can end there.
We can end there. Thank you so much. There's lots of advice that we can take to fight the virus, and definitely this is going to be very
Thank
helpful.
Thank you, Shukran.
Keep well until we chat again.